on any woman's list, whether it be now or 50 years ago or when. I don't think that's why women stay together.
But you still have to have the satisfaction on both sides. You do.
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying that it's not first and foremost. I don't think that women that stay together for any length of time stay together because their love life is terrific.
Well, that's the way it should be.
So you're saying in your relationships, you try to keep the sex and intimacy meaningful the whole time.
Right. In other words, if you sit there and just put your arm around someone and you're watching television, just the gentle things, not into bed. There's all ways of showing affection or whatever.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Yeah, and just holding hands, sitting watching television, or anything like that. Just to be close, to show that you care for each other. Makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, when you put it that way, but not as far as women are.
Not just to hop in bed and do your thing. It's a 24-hour run. You got to get up in the morning and sit at the table and have a cup of coffee. And hey, good morning, how do you feel? General conversation that makes you close.
Mm-hmm. So, closeness is nice.
Yeah, very true. That means a lot.
And you think it's that closeness that keeps you together after the level of sex kind of dies down a bit?
Because there's 365 days a year. Sometimes I go to bed and I would want nothing. It wasn't a 24-hour run with me. I could go a week, whatever. But it's this thing that I'd sit on the couch alongside you. You could lean up against me, home. We'd be watching television and just the niceness together.
I think that's what it is now. Not only then.
Very true.
I think it's being tight with somebody more than being in love with somebody.
Yeah. It's the closeness.
Feeling what?
The reaching out, touching someone's hand, and letting it run through you, and it just being very close. It means a lot.
What are you saying? Touchy feeling all the time?
No.
I wanted your definition of what being tight with someone. Rather than in love with. What's that mean?
Well, I think that people are in love with each other, but I don't think that they have to sleep together every night of the week, or have sex every night of the week for that relationship to work.
I don't.
Right. In the beginning, most relationships are very sexual.
Very serious,
And then after a while,
it can spoil it.
It seems like most relationships that you get.
It's like a machine, really. It's like a machine. You push a button, it's like being a robot. You just do things, bingo. And that's it. I have more enjoyment even after a week, and then you get together.
So it's
not it's just like you push a button, you're a robot. You do your thing, and bingo.
Well, DJ, in your 7-year relationships or your 10-year relationships, were you still sexual, Archie, and making love in bed as well to the end, or had the sex died down by the end?
No, because I never, as I say, even at the beginning, I would never do it every night in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And until this day, I still don't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I have more pleasure in waiting a while and then let it all come at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it every night in the week. I never have.
And like that, you feel it was throughout your relationship.
No.
That's interesting. Were you asking her, was the sex the same like the first year and in the seventh year?
I didn't ask that, but that would be a good question to ask.
I think it would be.
Yes, it was, because even up until I found one the junior was standing there, we still had our thing. No, I'd be working and at 8, sometimes I'd get so goddamn tired at night. And she'd be working and I'd just, fall asleep on the couch or whatever. But there was times, like on my days off, maybe we'd have a couple of drinks around the house or whatever. And then we'd just do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a every night occasion. I still, to this day, I can't stand it.
Was that the same with you?
Yeah. Can't stand it.
Anybody that I had a long relationship with, I didn't enjoy sex any more with them the first year than I did the fifth year. It was still there.
Yeah.
If it was good at the beginning, it stayed good.
It wasn't something that wore off, that you just didn't want to be bothered. Like you said, maybe you didn't do it as often.
That's
but, right. But when you did have your...
It was nice.
When you did make love, it was the same.
But frequency changed.
Or did it? Yeah.
frequently.
But it didn't, it wasn't like that you got so used to each other that they weren't your lover anymore, now they're your friend, you know, and that happens a lot in gay relationships. I think lovers change to friends, mm-hmm. and therefore your sex drive just, now you're ready to find someone else.
Did that ever happen to you?
Lovers change to friends?
All my lovers are still my friends, you know, even to this day. But I never lived with anybody that, being together and just lived as friends?
Uh-huh.
No.
The relationship always ended before that happened.
Right. Yeah.
And then what happened? Was there, could you be friends right away? Was there a waiting period?
I'm very tight with a lot of people that I've been with for 15, 16 years. And yeah, it was right away thing. I can't think of anybody. Maybe one or two people that, you know, were just real fast affairs that we didn't break up fairly close on good terms. Not with Bev, the first one, because she was devastated when that happened, but other than that one, anybody that's still around that I ever went with, I still see them to this day.
And you became friends right away?
Mm-hmm.
You hit the
they
talk
met the next person I was with, and we'd all... There's still women I see that, and you know that I've seen them for, one girl, I've seen her since she was 16 years old when I first started going with her, and I still see her to this day. I still sleep with her. But I don't like breaking up in that life with somebody.
And you still maintain sexual relationships with some of your old lovers?
The majority of them.
The majority of them?
But see, most of the women that I used to go with aren't in gay life anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
They're either not with someone or they're with men.
Right.
So you occasionally sleep with them.
Why is that? It's such a small circle of gay women around that. It's very hard to be in as many relationships as some of us have been in and not talk to the people that we were with. We wouldn't be talking to 20 people.
You know.
And especially if it's an older crowd that you're around with. You know, the younger girls, I don't know that many of them. But if there's any old femmes out around, I know most of them. You know, like you do with the older bookies.
Yeah, there aren't that many of them.
No, I'm not saying that you slept with them all, but I'm saying that even the people that you have been with in your life, aren't you're friends with most of them now, aren't you?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
And I guess we don't talk together on the phone all the time, right?
Right, but there's still friendly contact. Yeah.
And I wish I knew, when you find that, when you get through with this book and you find out how that they did have their relationships that lasted, you know, the ones that say they do.
Well, DJ is really in the long crowd of her 7, 7, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's up there in the long term. There's no question about that. There's a few others that have, you know, maybe there's 10, 10, and 12, 8, 9, and 11, but it's kind of, DJ's certainly up there.
And they were home people too, though, right? See, that's the whole thing right there. There were people that stayed home. It did not frequent the bars, most of them.
Very true.
That anything
I don't think so. I think these people, well, they weren't, like, out at the bars every night.
No, I'm not even
but
saying
they
every night.
They were in unison.
The only time I really went out is like on a day off or something. Mm-hmm. But then we would have dinner, have a couple of drinks. And a lot of times, it wasn't in the gay bar. Uh-huh. It would be where we were having dinner or whatever, then we'd step up to the bar or whatever, and have a conversation, and that was the end of it.
But your friends were gay at that point when you were with it in that those 7-year relationships, the first two relationships?
Oh, I thought I had gay friends and I had them in my house or whatever. And
your circle of friends was gay?
Oh, yeah.
So you still circulated in a gay world?
Yeah.
Yeah, these women did too.
Well, wouldn't you say basically, Dory, that yours were more or less that even though you were with gay women, it wasn't known to your neighbors and
No,
to anybody else, you just were very
I never put
close.
A sign on the front of me.
Well, I'm not saying.
No, I know that. A lot of people say, well, you have a sign in front of you that you're gay or whatever, witch femme or whatever. Mm-hmm. I say, I come in, conducted
you
myself.
Were not
when I was in my house, I did what I wanted to. When I was sitting out on the porch, well, that was a different thing. I wouldn't advertise all over the neighborhood. But it was such. I'll have to say that.
I was much more open in what I was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't have cared less whether they knew or they didn't know. But it was just that I didn't, just even like my own family, I won't do this.
You didn't
now,
talk about it.
My own sister knows, but the rest of the family, no. Right. Because I've never pushed it, and I've never said it in front of their face.
Yeah.
So your neighbors wouldn't have suspected you were gay?
Well, they might have. I knew a few that did, but I could have cared less.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't bother.
So I worked every day. I paid their rent. I said, what I do in my house is my business. Mm-hmm. What I do outside is something else.
They never were fresh to you, or kids didn't harass you or anything. Like, even today, Bobby and I have been in neighborhoods where we're harassed, you know, by kids, teenagers,
kids.
And, like, there was a period where our flower garden in front was constantly torn up, and we were sure it was by kids who were after us because nobody else's garden was, you know, and that seemed to pass, but... So that didn't happen, that you remembered any harassment or anything like that?
No, I can remember.
I have kids that walked by my yard up to 3 years ago that would start just before they passed my house and start hollering, Lazies, Lazies, mm-hmm. Lazies. So one day I saw one of the kids go into the store and I went in. I put the fear of God in them. I said, why are you doing this? You know, we don't bother you. And he says, no, we don't mean you. I says, well, who do you mean? There's somebody, I live in an alleyway.
You
want me to
find somebody else?
There's nobody out there. You know? But he never bothered us. I mean, there were three brothers, and they always did it. So I'm sure to this day it happens. We sit in the house of Quinn, it'll happen.
Well, that's the
story in America. Oh, I heard you're queer. I said, yeah.
I could care less.
She confronted him with it, and it passed.
Well, see, now you're not after the punch in the mouth that you used to get.
Right, exactly.
You know, people kind of go, because they look like the asshole. If they can't deal with it, that's their problem.
Mm, exactly.
You make them feel like an idiot.
Right.
Well,
for even speaking on it anyway. But years ago, you take a terrible beating, they wait for you outside the bar.
Well, I can relate back now, as far as Ralph Martin's. Now, then and there, everyone was considered a closet queen or a butcher, whatever. You never flaunted down the street like they do now or whatever. They don't come and say, well, I am or whatever. It was all in a closet. Mm-hmm. You hid it. It was behind closed doors. Now it's out in the open. A lot of people are respecting it. Some ain't.
Well, DJ, when you went to Ralph Martin's, were you dressed in such a way that people
dressed the way I was from the beginning of time, and I'm still dressed that way.
And
the only time I changed is, as I say, when I went into work, I had to wear a white uniform, whatever, same as her, whatever, with a little makeup or a little, you know, the earring out of here, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I always wore slacks, dungarees, and at one time, I wore men's everything.
And did people say anything to you in the street when you would go to Ralph Martin's?
No.
No.
Do you think you were an obvious lesbian?
No.
No, I don't either.
No.
I remember you from years ago, and I would have never thought you were a gay woman and gone there, that you were not an obvious lesbian. And that made people's life a lot easier when you lived like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel then, after you had that first haircut where you said that was really mean, did you feel after that you had any choice about whether you were an obvious lesbian or not?
Yeah, I've always had the choice. But I told you before that I was more into being a transvestite than a lesbian.
What?
Well, I just didn't think I was a lesbian. I didn't even really know what lesbianism was all about. So from the age of 8 or 9 or 10 years old, I was always in boys' clothes. I think I was definitely a transvestite and then a lesbian. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, that half the butches that I knew that were really truck drivers, that I don't think they were lesbians, and to this day I don't think some of them are.
You're not meaning transsexual, are you?
Transvestite.
Somebody who wears men's clothes, but they would might go with a man.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. But this
don't want the sex change, don't want anything.
Uh-huh.
I was into that for a long time, though, wanting the sex change when I was younger. I thought that would be the greatest thing in the world to have. But then you'll get back around to penis envy, and that doesn't have to be the bottom line. You know, because you didn't even think that way.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't old enough to even think about things like that. But I would definitely say that I was transvestite before I was a lesbian.
Okay, so you said we hope we could figure out what makes these relationships stay a long time, and we hope so too, but then we would say, no, here we have DJ here, who's certainly in that class.
Well, it's a feeling that two people have to get together, and as I say, you've got to talk, you can't scream at each other. Now, say in your house you would like something in a different position or whatever. No, whatever. And a lot of people, and I know a couple of them, even a roll of toilet paper, they can't stand a certain way. But if you went in there and you put an extra roll on it and you put it on a different roll, they'd have a fit.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying you can't have a relationship like that.
No, I'm saying it's the way you had to sit down and talk, well, maybe it should be this way or that way. Maybe it'll go different, you know. You have to, see how things will work out. Like your TV, maybe I'd like it someplace else, maybe you like it there. You just have to sort of get together on it.
Like, did you know when you went out, and it sounds to me like you went out with a lot of women in between these relationships, when you met somebody who, did you know that this is a person you want to have a long relationship with?
No, I could say no on that one. Each one was for a while, and you just build up, and I said, wait, move in.
I see.
It wasn't an overnight thing. No, I cannot say that.
So when we were talking about sexual relationships, one of the things we didn't ask was that question I had written down, and that is a number of our narrators have said that it was very important, that they expected to have good sex in their relationship. With women. It was one of the major reasons they were with women, because sex was good. Did you ever choose to be with a woman for any length of time where the sex was not so good? Not horrible, but not so great.
Well, that can change too, because everyone does not have the same sex drive. Everyone doesn't like sex the same way. It's all according to what you like. And you have to either like it or you don't like it. And if you both like it together, well, that makes a difference.
Would you have continued seeing somebody, let's say if you were playing around and having a good time, would you continue to see somebody if the sex wasn't good?
No.
Not sexually. Okay. I mean, I still like to see him and go out with him, you know.
Right. But you wouldn't date them and go.
I
wish we had a picture to capture that face.
That's wonderful.
No.
We all know that there are women that. Well, Liz doesn't know this. That there are women. We know about Liz. We all know about Liz. She's already said it. That we have been with women where the sex was absolutely dynamite and the rest of everything was stunk. You know, and you couldn't talk and you couldn't stand them any other way, but you had absolutely terrific sex.
Right.
And so you stayed for a little while, but you didn't stay with that person for a real long time because they drove you crazy or whatever.
Right.
There's nothing else going on. But then there's the flip side of that. If everything else is wonderful, but the sex is kind of average, not disgusting, I'm not talking about horrible sex, I'm talking about kind of average, not knockdown, pass out sex, would you still choose to be in a romantic, physical relationship with a person where the sex was just average, but everything else was good? Or that you got along well? What's the criterion for staying with somebody?
Beauty is skin deep. It's all according to listening to the person themselves.
Yeah, we know that, but what about you? What about your personal choices?
If we really could get along, And maybe there are sometimes, maybe I would like to do that while I'm talking intimately, whatever. Things would work out at times, maybe. I couldn't really say truthfully on it, but the possibility.
Well, let's ask it a different way. The three women you were with, was the sex very good when it started? When you started? See, that's another way to do it.
So I could do it with a woman. I could spend the rest of my life with a woman, and sex wouldn't have to be. She wouldn't have to be fantastic in bed.
Okay, that's
there
important.
There wouldn't be up
well, this is what
top.
I mean. It's got to be a.
But if you care for somebody, you know, other than a one night stand. How can you say she was bad and bad? I could never say that about anybody.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So caring makes
really,
sex better.
To me, it would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care how good she was or bad she was. She wouldn't be
you
bad.
You more or less have to your own
right.
Yeah.
We're not talking about bad, but there's sort of qualitative differences.
Oh yeah.
There's great sex and then there's okay sex. So okay sex would be sufficient if you really cared.
Well,
for
I don't
somebody.
Agree with what you just said. So
what?
I can't say.
Oh, good.
That
oh,
that
good.
There's great sex and there's okay sex. I've never had that. All the women I've ever been with, I could never say she was really great and this one was terrible. Women are good and bad. All women are.
Yeah, you said that
to
before.
Be.
Why don't you talk about that?
Well, according to
we should
make
that
opinion.
On tape. That's
really
good. Why are all women good and bad?
Well, they're women. To me, first of all, I enjoy being with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You don't have to be, as you say, knockout, brag out sex. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're good. If they're having sex with me, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
How can a woman have bad sex? What do you do to have bad sex?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't know. It's a question.
Maybe a lover,
the difference
so you're
between,
used to having lovers.
All right, what's the difference
you know?
Between bad sex, good sex, and medium sex? I mean, what is
no, I don't know either.
I don't know this myself. Because maybe I knew something wrong. Maybe I knew something wrong.
And I think I think Madeline is saying you've had bad lovers as opposed
no,
to both
bad,
sex.
But between average and great, and I think your point is very well taken, that there may be a difference that we should explore between the vision of femmes and the vision of butches.
Because I'm the lover, not the, or the lovee, not the lover, or however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't be bad to me.
Do you agree with that, DJ?
I could never. God, that's the highest insult you could give a woman to say she's a dead leg. How would I ever say that? I would never say that to anybody.
And do you think it would reflect on you if you said it?
Well, if she didn't... Now, there's a difference between saying a woman is a bad lover than saying that I didn't get satisfied. I've been with a lot of women I haven't been satisfied with, but I would still never say that they were a bad...
They put out their whole thing, but there's... doesn't satisfy anyone.
You're talking about being orgasmic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Not just appreciating.
So for you, great sex doesn't mean that you're satisfied. And I think that's what matters.
What are you saying?
I have a vision of what that means for me. But I don't have a vision of what that means for everyone.
Okay, so what's it mean for you is what
we're
talking
about.
I want to pass out, you know.
But then that's because of your lover. That has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And you've had crummy lovers.
No, I've had wonderful lovers because I would say 90% of them could do that for me.
Fine, then I can't. How could you ask her and I that? Well, I don't know how she is. But how could you ask me something like that?
Well, I don't, so I'm asking you, I don't know what, and this is kind of a question to butches.
Yes, then how
butches?
Well, I'll put it this way, I've never had no complaints.
You've never had any complaints?
No.
Uh-huh.
From
no,
what you mean?
No, for herself.
No, but I
from
a
woman.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had any complaints about a woman you had sex with?
No, I mean, she,
tried her best.
Come on! What?
I've never had no complaints. I satisfied them whole.
How would you know? Are they gonna, what do they send me, a telegram? Or
they just say,
how could you say, how would you know if somebody wasn't satisfied?
No, but she's asking you, have you ever had sex that you haven't felt really great about? That's what she's saying.
I still don't understand what you're
well,
saying.
Well, actually, I'm asking both questions.
Oh.
I this is just expanded to both questions.
How would a butch know if there had been a lover in their lifetime that they hadn't satisfied? How would you know unless it got out and scuttled about through the community that you're at?
Well, the only way I'd look at it is if they didn't come back for seconds. Mm-hmm. Put it that way.
Okay, but I think that's the other question. Do you ever have sex, and then in your mind you think, well, it was really good and satisfying for me? And then sometimes you have sex and you think, well, it was okay.
Of course.
Well, that's all that's happening.
You have to see, it's not something that I would sit down and say to kick over in my head and say, geez, let's see, these girls that I went with, they were really great. She wasn't too bad. She was iffy. No, I could never do that.
Because you think it just has to do with the night and the conditions? It's not got to do with the woman?
It's just because she is a woman. I enjoy sleeping with women.
Right. That's interesting.
So, yeah.
And whatever happens in between, well,
hallelujah
on that one.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
So where you're coming from. What'd you do or whatever.
No, we're trying to get something clarified. We're trying to get it clear.
Well,
it's all right, interesting. We're trying to get it as
clear
as possible.
No, I mean, you did make it clear. You always say, and that for you, that the kind of sex is not your judgment about whether a relationship is going to get started, because sex, when you're doing it, is good.
It is.
But when I was with a woman and say I didn't climax the first time I was out with her, that wouldn't mean that I would never go out or see her or go to bed with her again. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't. But is that, people do that?
Well, some people don't like sex with somebody. But you know, I would ask it a different way. Maybe you don't go to sleep with certain kinds of women because you know they're not going to turn you on. Isn't that true?
That I don't what?
Go to bed with certain kinds of women because you know they're not going to turn you on.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
It's not, huh? Oh, well, these women are so good in bed.
That's it, I'm
You're taking the whole thing different.
Are there particular kinds of women, that's started in a good direction, Liz, particular kinds of women that you would simply not be turned on to?
I think that before you even get in bed, you're not going to... I wouldn't be in somebody's company where the chances that I might go to bed with them if I wasn't attracted to them to start out with. Mm-hmm. How would you wind up in bed with somebody that you weren't attracted to from giddy-up unless you passed out and I got in bed with you?
Are there only certain kinds of women who attract you?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The basic requirement is that they have to be femme, but outside of that, there are some other things.
Not a hell of a lot of them. No, that's about it, really. It's not, you don't have to be blonde, or you don't have to be tall or short or thin or this or that, you know.
Well, that's interesting.
I talked to somebody, you know.
See, like, I have a friend who says that she's only attracted to thin women. That's not true for you.
Does that mean that she's attracted to them or she enjoys sex better with them?
Both.
No, that's not true with them.
And that's not true for you either.
Well, I have been attracted to quite a few people or whatever. They come in with the most gorgeous and really look elegant. But as soon as they open their big mouth and the garbage comes out of it, it turns me off like crazy.
Ah, so it's not look so much, it's style that you like.
Personality. Mm-hmm.
Class has to be there.
Let's take
a break.
Come up and kiss you and let you know that she wants whatever. She has to... show a little, little aggression there.
Mm-hmm. So you say a femme has to show a little aggression.
Yeah, but not the whole shot, no.
Right.
The same as a man and a woman. Now, you've been married, whatever. Now, haven't you come with your husband or whatever and then more or less be loving to him? Mm-hmm. The same as he would be loving to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on the same principle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever let your lover make love to you?
Not wholeheartedly, no.
Not wholeheartedly?
No.
Like you gave in once or twice, but you didn't really like it?
No, I never gave in to it.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
That's true. There are a number of butches like that. I think that's really a clear indication of who you are. You know, who you are emotionally, how you're emotionally constructed. And that's real important, because there's a range of butchness, and you know, there are butchers who like being
well, see, there are some butchers who can be satisfied without being touched.
There are butchers who...
I know a couple.
Who can be satisfied?
Oh, yeah. Without being
touched. I've had half a dozen lovers like that, who spontaneously are together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's still that the woman still has to go to a degree of cuddling up, putting on
whatever. Sure, you've got to be very responsive to make that happen. Yeah. But you don't have to be the actor to make that, the aggressor to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to...
Is it on?
Yeah, I put it on so we would catch DJ saying that friends have to have a little aggression to them. Let's go back to this business about reasons for breakups. Did anybody want to say anything more about that? Like,
well, actually, that's the only reason I did break up was I'm cheating thing. Because as I figure it, if I can't take care of the woman, satisfy her intimately, take care of her financially, whatever, why should she want anyone else unless something is wrong?
And was that true of your previous relationship too? It broke up like that. And what about your?
But not as far as men were concerned.
It was with another woman. And
I
what about
if I can't satisfy and keep satisfying? You want somebody else? You go on.
Well, what about your first relationship, the Rochester woman? Why did that break up?
Oh boy, that was so long ago I can't even remember that one.
It's
all
right. Take your time.
I think there was family involved in that one, if I'm not mistaken.